Hi, welcome to It's All Journalism. My name is Michael O'Connell. I'm one of the producers at It's All Journalism, and I'm joined today with Tiffany Shackelford, the executive director of the Association of Alternative News Media. Hi, Tiff.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. I'm real excited about this conversation we're about to have. So why don't you tell everybody why we're talking right now?
Well, we're talking because the Association of Alternative News Media is now launching a partnership with It's All Journalism, and we're going to be kind of a new home for your show that
yes.
I've been a fan of since its inception.
Yes. No, we're really excited about this association we've got with you. We really like the work that you do and the your members and the audience you serve. And I think they'll be interested in the content that we put together.
Absolutely. I think, you know, you've got a great mix of, esoteric and big thinking, as well as kind of nuts and bolts how-tos. And I think that's a really important combination in this wild world in which we live.
Okay. Well, so how are we going to proceed with this? I know as you might be able to gather from this is kind of very conversational. We're doing it as we go along. Podcast. So we should probably sort of talk about what our thoughts are at this point. Like I said, we're really excited to be a part of this. I'm just one of four producers who put together these interviews every week, and we've been doing it for about a year and a half. Our mission kind of is to have conversations about what's going on in journalism right now, and not always big, arching, what's going on in the industry so much, but sometimes things that are very practical, what skills do I need to learn? How can I, inspire people in my workplace to pick up this new digital technology or some strategy in the way I do social media and things like that. So these are real conversations with working journalists and not just, think tank people. And, we have a really fun time doing it. And I personally have learned quite a lot. I've been a journalist for about 3 decades and, became a digital journalist about 3 years ago, full time. And, it's like every week we get these really smart people to come in and talk, and they just expand my mind a little bit more. There's a lot to learn out there. Journalism is going through rocky times, but these are exciting times as well. We're hoping that this partnership allows us to bring our message to your audience and also to sort of incorporate them into the conversation. They hear something that kind of interests them, or they're doing something innovative or they think is significant, then, let us know. And we'll mix you into this conversation. This is all about us talking and trying to figure out what's going on together.
Well, I think that's well said, Michael.
Okay.
I'd also add that, I think there's other conversations happening about the state of media, but one of the things that's the most exciting about this is we're looking for people that are outside the usual suspects, people that are feet on the street, looking at the local media economy, things that, can be used by people that aren't at the New York Times or aren't, at larger media organizations. Not that they don't have amazing ideas, but one of the really appealing things about this particular show and the format and the conversational nature of it is that it really opens doors and ideas to a lot of people, not just, the media elite, so to speak.
Yeah, and some of the feedback, this is so uncomfortable for me because it's like, okay, we're going to have this conversation where we just sit and toot our own horn. But to be honest, a lot of the feedback we've gotten has been really positive. I myself, felt for a while that I was kind of a loner in the wilderness, that I wanted to use some digital skills. I wanted to learn how to do things, and I didn't really know how to do a lot of stuff. And, I went back to school. I got a master's degree in interactive journalism and sort of changed the direction of my career. And I'm an older gentleman, and this isn't just for young kids who want to pick up new things. This is for people who are working journalists who face problems day in and day out, who find solutions day in and day out. and an opportunity to change them and listen to other people talk about how they noodled through problems and how they came up with innovative ways to be journalists and sort of move our profession ahead. One of the things you mentioned that I want to make sure that we do mention is, or to put an accent on, is that this isn't just, you know, oh, how are you going to report a story? You know, we do have conversations about the business side, you know, how to make journalism sustainable. We recently had a podcast with Scott Broadbeck, who is the editor and founder of arlnow.com, which is a local news website in Arlington, Virginia, which he started by himself with, you know, a camera, a laptop, and a police scanner. And he's building a thriving hyperlocal news website. And, you know, that's just sort of an example of the type of people we talk to and we try to find and say, look, you know, you maybe things seem hopeless, but maybe if you think about stuff differently, and there are solutions out there that you can apply and, you know, continue to be a journalist as our industry is changing.
Absolutely. And I think that, you know, I think that, again, that's one of the things that I'm excited about is kind of letting people know that it's not as scary as you know, some of the talking heads have let it to be. The change doesn't have to be horrifying and unsettling, that it can be really exciting, as you said before. And I think that we have a great opportunity to continue with that message that you all have already started.
Yeah, yeah, and I think there are plenty of people in your audience, in your membership, that I think are dealing with the same issues as all around the country, and we hear from people all around the world actually through social media that about what they're dealing with. So, you know, us being on your platform, on, you know, being featured on your site, helps us to spread our message a little bit, and like I said before, sort of expand our conversation and fulfill our mission. Just so you know, we're not a. This is not a company. This is something we started on our own because we're working journalists. Myself, Megan Clority, Anna Myers, and Julie O'Donoghue. We're the producers of this, and nobody's paying us to do this yet. I mean, it'd be nice to make some money, but that's not necessarily our primary goal. Is we're really kind of passionate about journalism and where it's headed, and so that's kind of where we're coming from. And we try to be as honest and open about our experience. We're not here to preach to people. We're here to talk to people. So that's kind of what we're doing. And that's really, again, why I'm excited that we're going through this partnership. So the next few steps, I think, we're just going to sort of explore this for the next couple of weeks, next couple of months. Our content's going to be updated weekly. Currently, we post new podcasts on Saturday mornings. That may change a little bit. We're going to be posting a new one this week with Amy Webb of Webb Media. She's also the author of Data, A Love Story. She's a thought leader, a very interesting interview. We just did that yesterday. I think it's going to be an interesting thing for people who are new to us to hear, to kind of give you an idea of the types of conversations we have. But contact us. Let us know what types of things you'd want to hear, the type of people you want us to talk to. Let us know if you want us to talk to you. You know, we're open.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, there's this sort of, you mentioned that, you know, no one's paying you to do this. And I think that again, is, I mean, probably
it's
not going to be ideal for me to say, but, you know, that sort of scrappy, innovative spirit that you all showed doing this show is absolutely, I think, what's going to win out in this, you know, in journalism. And I think that, you know, certainly it's something that our papers have always been known for, that, you know, that scrappy, innovative spirit. And I just love that this celebrates that in, you know, not only with the topics and the people, but also just you're living it. You know, you're a living example of it. And I think it's great.
Oh, no. And we love the experience. And like I said before, we learn a lot. I feel that sort of my vision of what's going on in journalism has broadened greatly just in this year and a half, just from the people that we talk to. So I hope that's something that the people who listen to us get to experience as well. So this is where I get to plug where you can sort of see some of our other work that's not going to be immediately posted on your website. We're also available on itsalljournalism.com. That's our main blog page. You can reach us there by email at editor@itsalljournalism.com. We're also on Twitter at All Journalism. We're on Facebook, so look for us there. You can download our podcasts on iTunes and Stitcher, and hopefully soon you'll be able to download them regularly from the Association of Alternative News Media website.
Yes, we'll get,
The Association of Alternative News Weeklies.
News Media.
I was right.
Yeah, you were right.
I've got to read these press releases. Okay. Okay, I'll figure out how I want to edit that, or maybe not edit it, because that's the type of people we are. Okay. But thank you very much, Tiffany. Thank you for thinking of us, for working with us. This has been sort of in the works for a few months, and you know, we've just been anxious to let people know what we're doing. And excited to get started with this partnership.
Well, we are thrilled as well. I think having this kind of thought leadership and this sort of push to make sure that everyone is included in the conversation about the future of journalism is really important. And I think that, you know, this is a way that, you know, certainly you and your producers, and I hope that our association is really giving back to the industry in a smart way.
Cool. All right. Well said. I think we've blathered on quite enough about ourselves, and let's let people experience our content. Thanks.
Absolutely.